I'm Martha Saunders. I'm the Provost and Executive Vice President at the University of West Florida.
And President-elect.
And President-elect.
You've been really hands-on lately with the reorganization of the colleges. That was one of your projects and a lot of other changes. Will you continue in the new position to be as hands-on?
I will, but it'll be a different kind of hands-on. The provost has provostian things to do, and the president has presidential things to do. And so I think I'll be very active, very in front of people. And a president never turns her back on the campus, ever, even though she may be pulled in a lot of different directions. So you all will be seeing a lot of me.
Will the current structure stay in place? Will there be a provost?
There will be a provost. I will not have an executive vice president. And so the vice presidents who are currently reporting to me as EVP will just keep reporting. The team's in place, and I'll still be directing the same people.
Now, the election was held, of course, a couple of weeks ago. Is there a deal in place yet?
No, I'm not worried about that. I met with Trustee O'Sullivan about a week ago, and we talked about concepts. You may know that the board put together a draft contract. They didn't know who was going to be the president. And so what we're doing now is just sort of refining it conceptually. For example, I'm already here. And so
moving expenses are a little
moving expenses they won't have to worry about. And I'm already a tenured faculty member. That would not be so those kinds of small things. So I'm hoping before I am moved to be confirmed at the Board of Governors that we have it all put together.
But what do you see as the issues that you're you know the campus, you know the issues. What are the ones you think you're going to have to tackle right on that first year?
Well, I think just more of what we're already planning to do or what we're already doing, we really need to build sustainable models that move us forward. As you know, we were surprised by the performance-based funding metrics. And although these are things that we paid attention to, they became much more important. And so I think we're going to keep building those models. So I expect us to pop up this year in the numbers, and then I expect us to stay there. So some of those are the kinds of things we're already doing. We would certainly hope to get another college named. We have, I think because of the reorganization, or partly because of the reorganization, we have been able to, form programs. They're very dynamic. We've attracted donors, and I want to keep doing that. We're going to continue our boost on online programming. That's a real emphasis of the Board of Governors. We were an early adopter in online programming. That's a real advantage. Some schools waited a long time to start it. We were at it about the time it came into being. And so I think we can capitalize on that growth. We already have about 30% of our programming online. I think we can blow the roof off some of them.
Talked about the colleges. Does it look like all of the deans are going to stay in place?
I certainly hope so, because it's hard to find a dean. And yes, I think they will. They certainly are a good team. They work well together. Although they compete in fun ways, they're not sheep stealing each other's students. And so they work for the common good. So, and that's a very important team.
We've heard a lot, and we're probably going to hear more, about emerging preeminence and universities. What are the steps to be taken, if any, to move UWF in that direction?
Well, one thing, a preeminence really just sort of came into our awareness maybe 3 years ago when money was set aside and awarded to the University of Florida and Florida State. And there were certain metrics involved with preeminence. And then a little bit later, some other universities said, well, wait a minute. We want a chance to be in that game. And so this year, the legislature appropriated money for emerging preeminence. And that's, you're about halfway there. And so that caught everybody's attention. I see it as an aspirational goal for us. We're certainly at the bottom of the mountain, But it's the right direction. And so I really think if we start moving in that direction and build the kind of research programs that it would call for, recruit the kinds of students that it would call for, we're going to find a sweet spot. We're going to find just the right place for UWF. And so, I try not to focus too much on get there at any cost. I think let's just move in that direction, and we're going to define ourselves in some very important ways.
Being such a regional university, you have a specific pool of students to pull from there, so
We are limited, and the pie is shrinking. I mean, just demographically, there are fewer high school students. You know, people just weren't having babies as much as about 18 years ago. So a lot of people are competing for the same student. And so we really are going to have to balance. Not everybody can have all the valedictorians. But we need to balance it with access for students in our region. And there are ways we can do that. We can certainly attract top talent, but we also need to make provisions for students perhaps from rural areas who have maybe a more uneven academic background through no fault of their own. They're perfectly capable people, but maybe their school didn't offer some of the AP courses that other schools do. So we're going to have to find that balance. One of the things I have told my staff, I said, we're bigger than four counties. We're a lot bigger than four counties. If you look at the research that we're doing, at the kind of talent we're able to recruit, while that is a part of our traditional mission, it's not the only one we're going to embrace.
What about faculty, staff? You're looking at keeping the lines of communication open?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I think really the internal communication piece is the most challenging thing any president does. We're a complicated organization. We have people who don't work on the same days of the week. We have people who live here. They're residents, and they have a different set of needs. And so it's challenging to communicate with those people in an effective way. I certainly would like to think that everybody hangs on my every word, but they don't. So it is especially important when we think about, say, chain of command, for the vice presidents to communicate clearly and effectively with the deans, and then the deans to the department chairs. And the department chairs take the time to sit down with their faculty or their staff and say, all right, here are the things that are coming down the pike. Do you have any questions about that? And it's a function of time. And we have to get out far enough ahead of change to give people time to hear about change, ask questions about change, try not to freak out about change, and let us move forward.
It seemed when Dr. Bentz came on, her big pie-in-the-sky goal was football. Do you have a big pie-in-the-sky goal?
I think when I am doing my victory lap, I would really like to have built some preeminent programs, some programs of excellence that we're known for all over the country, all over the world. We're already well on our way. We have some very strong programs for which there is a huge market, and we have the right talent. So I think I would certainly want to have left that. I'd like to leave us, well, they tell us in President's School, you know, if you leave the place a little bigger, a little richer, and a little more beautiful, you've done a pretty good job. So I think there are a lot of opportunities in every one of those places.